Not surprisingly, two different tales were told yesterday on the House and Senate floors about the lack of a breakthrough in budget negotiations. House conferees remained adamant that fees and furloughs should be significantly reduced, and Senate conferees said that state programs could sustain no more cuts than they had already proposed. The Senate budget proposal has $326 million in new fees included to help meet the state's $4 billion budget shortfall. The original House proposal had none. Over the weekend, House conferees offered to accept $76 million of those fees, with the hope that the Senate would make a counteroffer. Delegate Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights is the senior Republican among the House conferees.
The Senate has over $600 million in their budget, both of fees and of basically revenue assumptions, and also things like Sunday opening of ABC stores and more ABC stores that get them a lot more revenue than we do. It's a lot easier to fund things like K-12 and healthcare and sheriffs if you have a, frankly, structurally unbalanced budget that has about $600 million worth of revenue that I think largely you can't account for.
The Senate did not offer to eliminate any of their fees, but said that they would remove one of their three proposed furlough days. Cox talked about the difficulties of implementing furloughs.
Any agency that goes 24/7 has to pay overtime to basically make up for those furloughs, especially your mental health agencies that have your training centers. And as a matter of fact, we calculated they have to pay $340,000 a day in overtime wages to basically make up for the furlough. How do you furlough professors that are teaching? How do you furlough food service workers? Do you not eat one day? And if you think about it, with tuition going up, I'm not real happy if I'm a parent and I'm basically not getting fed or my college professor's not showing up one day.
Democratic Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax said it was critical for the House to accept more of the Senate proposed fees to protect public safety.
A key component of the Senate budget plan is to raise about $166 million over 2 years in new fee revenue. That includes $100 million from Senate Bill 329, Senator Stewart's bill, which raises civil filing fees in district and circuit courts. The House has refused to consider accepting these fee increases, and they've not put forth any alternatives for restoring the resulting budget reductions. As a result, the House actually funds more than 1,000 fewer law enforcement officers than the Senate.
Delegate Cox strongly disagreed with the Stewart Amendment.
It would basically change General District Court from $27 to $75 to file. In other words, you're now going to have to pay something on the order of $120 to go to court. So if you're a small business, a florist, basically, and you're trying to collect a bill for $40 or $50, why would you ever go into court again? Those fees are outrageous. If you look at the fees they're charging for circuit court, they double and triple.
Democratic Senator Ed Houck of Spotsylvania said House cuts were particularly hard on public education.
The House budget cuts an additional $560-some million more out of our public schools. Before we ever start, before we have any consideration of the Senate amending House Bill 30, there was over $1 billion worth of cuts to K-12. If you want to do some real damage to public schools in Virginia, that budget down the hall does it. And they're trying to force your conferees to accept it. They're trying to pit public safety against public education. Now, the Senate budget, as it left here amended, we were able to take care of all of those. And yes, there were fee increases in there to do that. And we did not do it at the expense of public education. Your Senate conferees are determined not to resolve public safety on the backs of our school children in Virginia. We're going to stand strong and we're going to fight hard for it.
Delegate Cox also remained firm on the House position.
We feel like we've made a very, very good offer. We're not going to negotiate against ourselves. The ball is now in the Senate court. I hope they'll respond with something serious this afternoon.
The conferees met again for about 2 hours late yesterday afternoon and adjourned without a cohesive proposal. Talks are set to resume this morning. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.